Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too? Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it moves, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's good, people? What's poppin', family? It's your man, Brooklyn Black. Got Spider-Man on my right. We're holding it down. And you're live on another installment of Pre-Game Radio. Today is Saturday, April 21st, 2012. And we got the homie from Brooklyn Kingdom, Rain, in the building. A little bit later, we're going to see what if he got what it takes to be pre-game approved. And, of course, we have your Common Mayhem and your crazy conversation that you know and love from Pre-Game Radio. Spider-Man, what's good, man?
Not much, brother. How you doing?
You know, here chilling. Big shout out to Ellis Ashbrook, A-Square. We definitely tore the place up last night, holding it down. Big shout out to F for holding down Pre-Game Radio last night. While, you know, I was out on my endeavors and we was doing the damn thing. So it was definitely a good Friday. We're trying to make it a good Saturday tonight, actually, and Pre-Game Radio is being brought to you live from a secret location, but I will tell you I am in the Bronx. So finally, BK has come back to the BX. You already know what it is.
So the Bronx, the Bronx is merging with, it, it, now. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. But you know, I'm here having a ball.
I know you don't want to start anything. But
listen. It's free game radio. It's Saturday. Now I'm saying big shout out to Keywon. We got some freaking Moscato on deck. All right, so big shout out to Keywon. The whole You See Me movement, the Dirty movement. Big shout out to St. Louis. Shout out to the St. Lunatics. Cause I got some freaking Moscato on deck, and I'll tell you right now, this shit is banging.
Well, you know what I got right now? I'm downing on that ENJ. I'm breaking my sobriety, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spider-Man is on that craziness right now.
I'm not even on the craziness. I'm just chilling, you know. I'm waiting for my new BMW to come out from Germany. I'm getting a new Sith series real soon, you know. And I'm just chilling, man, you know. Anytime you call me, I'm going to go ahead and hit you up.
You know, it is what it is, but we're going to get into the throwbacks, and this is probably something you done even forgot about, homeboy, but 347-857-4302 is pregame radio, and we'll be right back.
You don't want to be with me.
With just one kiss, but if you don't show, I won't be stunned. Give your mother my number. I know she'll come.
Hey girl, if you wanna be with me, because I need someone to be with, someone to talk to. You go wanna be with me, because you need someone to be with, someone to talk to.
I want a girl that'll turn me on. When I say go, I wanna hear her say gone. When I say leave, I wanna hear her say left. And if I say was it good, she better say death. That's the kind of girl that I am looking for. I really don't think there are any more. But if one appears one day, I walk up to her and gently say, I've been staring at you a while. And every time you see me staring, you crack a smile. The girl wanna be with me, it's true. If you didn't, I wouldn't be next to you. So please stop forever chasing. Girl, I'm tired of waiting. Hurry up and make a so-called move that you've been talking about, making girls show and improve. There's really no need to talk about it. You know what I want, so what about it? We can either go fast or slow, cause I'll be in and out before you know.
You say you're resisting, but yet you're still kissing.
Everybody thought that I've been wanting you to kiss. Hey girl, here's a spot you missed. So cold.
I had to let her know I was a debonair. I said I like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, then your name is Rock. And she said, how'd you know my father is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. She let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me? The dot? A hood? A rock? Running around a street robbing people on the block? Nah, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got sued because she cracked a smile. They let me know my rap was worth for a while. She said, you call yourself a doctor. I said, listen, you better explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very simple because I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused by the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go to see me back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange a date. Did you take her to the beach? That's what we planned. But she stood me up. Roxanne, Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan. The beat is here, so we will reveal it. And if you think it's soft, then Roxanne, feel it.
Yo, stop the music. It's your girl, Miss New Shoes, and I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio with my boy, Brooklyn Black Lady, still on F, supporting real indie music. You know how they do. Now back to the music, baby. Please step off my shoes.
It's a messenger group, X-Clan. Here's the nine. The movement, Black Watch. And when we're not outraged about the oppression upon the black existence, we step to you in blackness. By the way, exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother. Sippy.
Let us the words, words, the phrases, the paragraphs. Heed masters, day begins the class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme fish from the scrolls, stages of verses. God's the God, from God's the man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from a hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to let the army see? Put the cause and never pause, as simply as a brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world and the instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees, comprehend. A man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time too shorter. The ever radiant awareness, born forth the one. Open eyes, strong sun. Titans and priests standing by what I teach. Soon you all stand starving as I start to leave. World of God. Brought from the Genesis. Will exist, so Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth. Why must it be aggression to learn a basic lesson? Quite majestic, stern with the reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. However, crown, extension, and dimension of a brain cell. Bringing hell to the cloud. The ever tangled web we weave. Always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like justice. Never potential, caught up in the measure. Jealousy of what are we? Become tendency for their thievery. Alright, cool. But no need to pull the trigger, that's a fool. I get my words like that in my school. To produce the words that they feel about. It's another way of taking out these sissies who may try to extinct my principality. But of course not having madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon for a few seconds, pull the reins.
Three,
native from the lake. They bring the funk and spreads jam to the wheat bread. And the funk of this one fan glorious, unearthly resistance, strong with persistence. Grand verbal application, tribal connection, pyramids, witness the funk bearer, vibe sharer, not the era. Brother is balanced like the scales of Thor. I need a mighty man make stone move forward. Correct all systems, positive poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is a color while blackness, state of a mind state. But how many of you say? Today, Brother J can find a better way, so be it. Plan it down and make it say I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I can never wear a brother. The mic and stage areas. I drop the science that breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key over knowledge and place in the center. Americana man, Africana brother. Don't forget the land, cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, step on.
Yes, we're back on the air. It's pregame radio. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. Got Spider-Man in the building. What's going on?
Yo, what's good?
What's good? But like I said, big shout out to Ev for holding it down yesterday. You know, I actually had a chance to catch up and... And I heard everything, so big shout out to Ab for holding down. Thank you, Ab. Appreciate that there. 347-857-4302 is the number. We'll be having Kingdom Rain come through in a little bit with some new music. We also have new music from Amy Miller. That'll be up in a little bit. So keep it locked, and also I'll be letting you guys know where I'll be in the next couple of months, you know, because every time I go somewhere, you know, I get booked for another thing. As of right now, the next thing coming up, May 7th at the Pyramid Club with Beanie Siegel, Deuce to Privilege, A-Squared, Network Entertainment, and Pow TV. So big shout out to Pow TV. Got some more stuff, like I said, and we'll be right back, all right? It's Pregame Radio.
What the opportunity to do it, you not with foolishness. I said, no hurt,
feeling so lonely, you can't hold them with friends. I don't know about those steps, holding them in, controlling the bins with 20 row in, posing for photos with bent rows and purples, holding in lens. While I'm focused on the blow in the wind, Jack is feeling in my soul. I know that it's him trying to coach me to grow for my sins. As I grow older, I can't just hope for my ears to hear them. Mind clouded, surrounded by lips and feelings. Determination, sown on my soul, through the potholes and the roads that I go, and so no stone for wearer. Your hand breathes, speak to being equal to your age from. With the clear sense, it's like either you're wrong or I'm the weird one. See, A's the perfect personification of working hard as the patience, and learn the art that you're facing, but bring your heart if you're caving. The work before a purpose, though opinion. Purchase my thoughts, the way you feel a large place. The music for inspiration. Welcome to reality. Welcome to the tragedy called life. The cross of the crossroads and all white knights I fought. Fighting the pages up right. And send my wings for more flights. And foresight to pitfalls and broken leg balls. Hoping to fall for sight. And roll up your mic skills. Nah. Put the rub on sighters and model mama holla. Work for your own dollar. You trying to do me weak. Henny sipping women and walk L. Twisting my sword well. Fuck a decap. Now just throw that shot, Sean Bell. Go hard to my heart fell. Yeah, buy that. Duck bars, apply that. And metal balls are sent. Look dark in the lens. Bending your daughters in the thought to write into rigor mortar kick in. When I'm done, carving the twins. Brooks and Hitman. Shrimp, who roared in that. Fort Click, I represent it. Hate is an epidemic. So some of it is me that I feel for y'all. Feel for y'all.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Told y'all niggas, man.
Told y'all niggas.
Shit ain't never over.
Never over.
VHF.
We the best. We the best.
Think they mad that I spit's automatic. Jealous niggas envision my casket. See, I'm running up any day, get up in my way, I'ma blast it. Tear him up like a rat with a fabric, attach it to gasket. Then I'm home, to his mom's in a basket, brass in plastic. You don't really know pain, we ain't playing no games, you can catch it. Long as I live and got breath, I'ma stress it, I'm blessed and I smash it. I can honestly say every track on the way I harassed it. And I'm past tricks, this is no longer rapping, it's magic. I was rapid attack, it's fantastic. Call it spastic, it's tragic and drastic. Play this back and you'll gradually grasp it. Get rid of those dates, get rid of dead weight. Me about that cake is a habit. Can't explain why I got a blank face when they pulling up my case and they calling us savage.
We the best, man. We the best, man.
Everywhere I go, cats looking at me like, damn, I know y'all is the man, but I ain't talking about Ku Klux Klan. Letter from my followers, y'all so great. I be letting everybody in the hood know how y'all hold weight, and all the mother rappers out there is fake. You got a God trait, damn, I like y'all mind state. So when they gon' sign the hood, they ain't even looking for a deal today, but I know one thing, they ill today. Tomorrow, after that, years to play, and they ain't even have to switch gears, my name. Everything around me seems so funny. How many cats did I meet today? I said they know about Black Hoodie today. Bang him on his new wave. Prof gon' tell you how it is today. Notes gon' tell you what you want to be. And Petite gon' bring a new style to the plate.
We the best, 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 we the best.
About to die shit. Got a whole team behind me. Crew full of bad bitches. My shit don't give a fuck. Don't nap and see the puss bitch making dinner deal. If we ain't talking money, you'll become a kill. Hell, I print that stay fresh to death. Flow sick. Pretty ass shit. Hip tight, ass tight. Still a show like a way to cook. Mob shit start going. While you bitches is hoeing. I be knowing. Keep glowing. Fuck making it rain. I need a snow wind. Cause I'm frozen.
Cold. It's crack, man. We the best, bitch. And I'm on it. Watch me work it. Take the problem.
Back where I belong, right where the fuck I'm at. Your girlfriend hit my jack, but I ain't get to hit her back. Try to leave the pocket, then your ass gon' go get jacked. And I'm smoking on that Tampa Bay so long, no warrant set. To be the best.
I bust that nigga ass right now. Ain't no none of niggas can't fuck.
What?
Nigga, you could never fuck me, my nigga. I'll fuck you up right now. What?
Fuck.
Bust your motherfucking
dirty
ass, boy. Ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talking to? Old dirty bastard. What the hell? I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. What?
Dirty
what?
That nigga dirty.
I'm the one man army ain't gone. I never been tooken out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicine. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass about today. Rhyme good as a tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? The type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol. In your face like a can of mace, baby. This is burning with fucking now you're learning how. I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that's seen and heard. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing before you do a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get shot. A lot of MCs came to my showdown. Then watch me put your fucking ass low down. As you can go below zero, without a doubt, I never been taken out by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure. Yeah, by a nigga who couldn't figure how to pull a fucking gun trigger to get the fuck out of here. Nigga, when they get too close to the utmost, but I got stacks that attack any whack host. Introducing your fuck that nigga's name. My hip hop drops on your head like rain. And when it rains, it pours up my rhymes hardcore. That's why I give them more of the roar. Telling that I got will rock the spot. MCs, I'll be burning, burning hot. Whoa, ho, ho. Let me like slow up with the flow. If I move too quick, oh, you just won't know. I'm homicidal when you enter the target. Nigga, get up, act like a pig, try to hawk shit. Why take your ass out quick? The mic's I'm had it, my nigga. You can suck my dick. If you wanna step to my motherfucking rep, blow, 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 blown to death. You got shot, cause you knock, knock, knock. Who's there? Another motherfucking hard rock. Slacking on your back, cause raw's what you lack. You wanna react? Bring it on back. Same with you, when you step to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, shame on you when you step to the old dirty bastard. Brooklyn, what? My nigga. Shame on you.
Something wrong with the phone. Sorry, we gonna have to work on that after the show.
All right. For those who haven't been paying attention to what's going on in entertainment and everything like that, we are now in the era of hologram performances. Recently at the Coachella Festival out in California last week, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg presented the Tupac hologram and they performed certain hits together in XYZ. Ev, what are your thoughts on that?
Boo. Leave that man alone. Let that man rest in peace. First of all, I hope the first person to get a check off of that shit was Afeni Shakur, which was his mother. Pay that man's estate so his family can live. Y'all using his fucking image and y'all getting paid off that shit, make sure that man's estate gets the first fucking cut. I don't like the shit. It's bullshit. That's just fucking creepy. Okay, that's just fucking creepy. Word up. I don't know where we going with this technology, but that shit is. I don't know who came up with the idea, but that shit is just fucking bugged the fuck out. I don't think it's necessary. You know, it fucks up. It takes away. It's not that man. It's not him. It's not him. It's not a wild fucking person. You know, let's find pleasure and joy and happiness in his previous performances, his old performances. Yo, roll tape. Go back to the archive. Do that shit. But that hologram shit, oh, my God, that shit is the worst. That's just my opinion. I don't like this shit. Ooh.
So, Spider-Man, what did you think about it?
I mean, I thought it was kind of cool. I mean, they obviously use it as a marketing ploy to boost the Coachella popularity and everything, you know, and go ahead and market this new, quote-unquote, new technology and all of that. But I don't see a problem with it. It was something to look at. It was something entertaining. That's what it was made for. You know, I don't think it was done in disrespect to Pac. I don't think it was done in disrespect to his family or anything like that. So I don't see a problem with it whatsoever.
Well, you know what? I don't think it was done just to disrespect. I didn't say that at all. I don't think it's done in disrespect at all. I think it's just fucking greed. And I think niggas is still trying to capitalize off a damn dead man. Period. That nigga's dead. Why y'all putting up a fucking hologram of that nigga? What the fuck is next? Elvis? Get the fuck. Elvis isn't, you know, and that shit would be successful because from what I understand, to this date, there's still about 10.2 million people who visit Graceland every fucking year. That shit is just fucking, yo, let that, yo, that's just greed to me. It's like,
but
they,
see,
they
also,
have,
I'm
like
thinking,
beating a dead horse, man. You still trying
now,
to
like,
make
I'm
money
thinking,
off of this man.
I'm thinking, yeah, the whole, like, the thing was cool, but, you know, we had to kind of respect it, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, they've been playing around with holograms and all that type of shit forever since Star Wars, you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been doing holograms, and then Star Trek, it was the holograms and all that. So we knew sooner or later, we knew it would break out into music and everything like that. Now, I'm just kind of preparing for the oversaturation of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, they did Pac, and I put it on Facebook, like, watch, there's going to be a Biggie hologram. There's going to be, somebody's going to do Amy Winehouse. Like, you know, it's going to be too much of it.
They're
going to
have
a like, Leah,
then TLC's going to come back. It's Left Side.
Right, Run DMC's going to have Jam Master J. You know, Lost Boys are going to have Freaky Ty. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be too much of it. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
boy.
The only thing, like, I'm
the
really,
fat boy's
I'm really,
gonna bring Buffy back.
You know, that's what I'm kind of dreading, you know what I'm saying? Next, you know, we're going to have an MC Trouble concert. You know, it's going to be...
Wow.
You know, it's going to be a little bit too much after... You know, it's already too much with the Pac thing, so we already know, like, that just opened the floodgate towards everything. And that's
just,
my
I,
biggest...
I just can't... like I said, my biggest thing is them still... I believe it's just greed, man. It's just a way to make... more fucking money, yo. And it seems like that's the bottom line, just trying to get money. You know, I can't think of any other reason. Yeah, maybe for some type of entertainment purpose, some so you could be like, oh, wow, that's some new shit. I mean, I guess this is just now to take people's minds off of 3D since that's where everybody's at is at now. I guess this is the next step up, this hologram shit. But still, though, I can't help... considering the fact the way this man passed away, the way this shit has still been unsolved, it just seems like, yo, can he not get no rest, yo? Can he not get no rest? And is his family going to be able to benefit off of this shit, y'all? It's like they pimping that shit. And I can't help but feel that way, yo. It's just to make money, not out of honor, not to honor this man, not to show respect, not to say, yo, we really miss you, Pop. Nah, but, yo, we do this, and we could re-release Pop's greatest hit and make another 15. You know, that's the lines I'm thinking along. That's what it feels like to me, not out of honor or respect or just a general, just to say, yo, this is a tribute. You know what I mean? It wasn't even that. That's what I got the problem with.
347-857-4302. Right now we're talking about the whole Tupac hologram at Coachella. And pretty much everything else that's going down. You know, like I said, my thing is now the floodgate's going to be opened. Just, it's going to be like a whole T-Pain with the auto-tune thing all over again.
Mm-hmm. I want a new dream.
Like, you know,
yeah,
that's my... you know, like,
that's going to be on my mind.
That's my thing. Like, it's going to be with all of that, and it's just going to go overboard. But we got King Durant coming through in a little bit, in about 20 minutes or so.
Yo, check this out. When you play the next song, you need to hit me, I guess you could bring Spider in too. We need to have a quick conference real quick.
All right, so we'll definitely get into some more tracks. 347-857-4302, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for me? me to tell you that I had enough. Did you mean for Katrina to kill all those people? Read somewhere, pain is a person's greatest teacher. Why'd you let those cops assault Chris on July 3rd? Why'd mom spend the 40 years fighting cancer? Why'd you give us Bush then? Why Obama now? Are these senseless killings meant to wear us down? Why'd you take Big and Pac right in a prime? Is death the path for those who chose to rhyme? Why'd you let Rich leave after you let him come back? Why didn't you hold Anthony's hand when he went in for the smack? And since you stopped my first fight from being as bad, why didn't you bother to stop Emily's dad? Why'd the vessel in my head pop? Why in the same week I turned 24? You better have some answers for me. Al-Qaeda, read that you made us in your image. Why create an image that hates us? Why'd you take Ms. Beverly at the doctor that killed her? It's still living. I know you said to forgive, sir. How do I forgive what I can't understand? I turned out okay, but why'd you let a woman raise a man? Why'd you let that car spin the coals around? Why'd you save them? Was it for this moment right now? Am I gonna be like a candle snuffed at dawn? I'm here, I'm near, I'm there and I'm gone. Why you taking my grandfather away? Why'd you let old girl find me after I went through the pain? Did you mean to save me last year? Yes, it was last year. By the time you save me again, save me like that year. I don't need you to save me every time. I just deep down really need to know why.
You said, Eb, it's all about greed, you know? Like, and they're just doing it pretty much just to get the money. Like, if they're going to still make a Pac album, why won't they do the hologram tour? And them niggas are going to buy tickets for that shit.
Yep. They sure will. I'm not gonna see Pac on stage. Next thing you know, you're gonna be seeing people taking pictures of Pac 45 hours, and it's gonna look real, like he actually standing there. It's one thing had they had done it, like I said, as a tribute, you know, or we miss you Pac video or something like that, but it's like to have him like perform, like he's actually there performing, and you guys are, you know, singing along with him and shit. It just feels like it's about getting paid. It's not about honoring his memory. It's about getting paid off his memory. You know, like I said, and if that's the case, you know what? Fine. If that's what you motherfuckers deem fit to do, then do that. But at least make sure his mother gets paid. He always took care of his mom. Make sure his family, his estate is taken care of. If you want to still be making money off of him. You know, that's just, you know, that's just like, that's just crazy. I don't know, so that's just fucking crazy to me. It's like, how long, I mean, it's not like I could see, first of all, he ran out of material. Y'all ran out of material for albums for him years ago. Stop trying to come up with shit and find other ways to get paid off of him, you know, because of his untimely death. Or whatever, and however many more records he owed, and so on and so forth. That shit is just, you know, come on, man. Leave that man at peace. I guess because it's Pac. That's why it's like, just really, like, really, y'all? You know, had it been somebody else, somebody, like you said, maybe Elvis or name some other motherfucker that died.
Well, watch the Beatles come back with John Lennon.
Oh, yeah, or some shit, you know, like that. I mean, come on, you know, how you. You can't just, certain shit doesn't need to be reconstituted. Just let sleeping dogs lie. Stop beating dead fucking horses. Let them be fucking dead, you know? Just let them be dead. Horrible, man. I feel for his mom to have to, you know, can you imagine somebody close to you, a loved one that's dead and passed, and they using that motherfucker image like they alive, like they there? That's gotta hurt. That's got to open up some kind of, you know, that's just fucked up.
Most definitely. But we got brand new Amy Miller on deck. This is featuring Rico, and this is called Where We Be At off her upcoming project, 347-857-4302. Let us know what you think. We got Kingdom Rain coming through in a little bit. Big shout out to Amy Miller, of course, and the Ouch Girl movement, and we'll be right back.
What they hustle like, where we be at, where we be at, they wanna know, what they hustle like, where we be at, where we be at, they wanna know, what it look like, where we be at, where we be at, they wanna know, what it look like, where we be at, where we be at, they wanna know, hair, yellow bones, Chinese eyes, petite little thing, bow yay high, on that blackberry, talking dream back, the white Coca-Cola, in the clear pack, drop it off quick, like it ain't mean nothing, it's a dirty world, but now I'm a clean woman, he was a kingpin, from the Queen City, first class starter, out to Charlotte, land at 350, coach back, balling out the water, got my team with me, red bones, all up on each other, just to see, busy Puerto Rican, coming from Kissimmee, in a blue Rover, 60 mph, on that dash, and I get pulled over, where they hustle like, where we be at, where we be at, they wanna know, what they hustle like, where we be at, where we be at, they wanna know, what it look like, where we be at, where we be at, they wanna know, what it look like, where we be at, where we be at, they wanna know. With me candy painted, watch name switch while I green grip and a drink. Blangin', 15 banging, out girl ain't it? Hungry girl, seeing by that beat. Bitch, bite your tongue, or lose your feet. Hit your ass, you need for Jesus. Maybe that prayer may hold your pieces. Teary eyes, say your pieces. For my dogs, get out they leeches. Bitch, goddamn, motherfuck your pieces. You don't know me, to let on heels to your face, to your monkey nose bleed. She lie like Casey Anthony, so now she is a casualty. Them popos on that payroll, ain't no way it's gonna get back.
Alabama got my bag like a tank top. Rolling in the deep drop, headed to
this nigga standing when the other nigga flip flop. Hands in the air, you know we rocking like a jail sock. And there other table got good jail or some private song. Turn up now, let's do the thing. Do J White in a rope chain. Swag on one ton propane. CBF on everything. That polo match by anything. Just kill a whole pit with a pink ring. Work for me on the shooter scene. I told me we're not the same. Stack off paper, you know the game. Lavish life, you know the lane. On everything, you know the same. I'm in that case, let it burn.
Kingdom Reign in the building. What's good, man?
Oh, what's good? You can hear me?
Yeah, we got you. We got you loud and clear. It's Free Game Radio. All right, cool. Kingdom Reign in the building. So, you know, introduce yourself. Let the people know where you're from. You know.
You already know, man. This is Kingdom out of BK. East Flatbush, Flatbush, whatever you want to call it. You feel me? Straight like that.
All right. Now, for those just tuning in, Kingdom is our featured artist for the night. Coming out of Brooklyn. So let us know you coming up. How long you been doing music?
I've been rapping for a minute, but, you know, I just been going hard, really, like, for the past 2 years, year and a half, getting everything together, you know, grinding, getting the beat secure, getting the artists on deck, and, you know, putting the real, like, footwork into it, feel me?
Okay, so coming up, who did you listen to? You know, like, who did you listen to that made you want to do rap? Who do you get your inspiration from?
I mean, first off, I get my inspiration from the people, you feel me? Like, at the end of the day, we do this for the people. I mean, if he just was doing it for us, we just, you know what I mean, just do some records and make our man listen to it all. You feel me? So I do it for the people first and foremost. But I listen to the regulars, you know, Big Pop. But I really listened to DMX Hard before he fell off and all that. But X definitely is an inspiration.
I don't think X really fell off. You know, he came through some trials and tribulations, but I don't think he fell off. You know, I'm sorry.
He's not at the height of his career like he was once. I'll put it like that, then.
I with you on that one.
But yeah, like those dudes right there, Big Pop, X. That's a lot. I listen to rap and like the whole underground artist, everybody. I pay attention.
All right. So besides your own music, what are you listening to on your iPod? Who you bumping in the ride?
A lot of underground artists, man. I don't really mess with too much, quote unquote, main street rappers, but I listen to myself, you know what I mean? I'm my own, like, worst critic, so I listen
right,
a lot of
so
myself.
Right, so besides
but,
yourself, who you listening to? Like, all right, so underground artists, who you rocking with?
I'm rocking with the homies, you know, the home team, Winklow, Troy Ave, Jay Nice, my team. Listen to R&B singers, we got a hot singer right now by the name of Gordon Andrews, you feel me? He's burning up right now. I listen to, like, a lot of home team.
Alright, so.
But I ain't gonna lie though, that's 60 racks. 60 racks in my pocket by that Jim Jones, man. That shit turned up.
Okay. So, as far as coming from an artist, who is it mainstream or underground, even from back in the day, who is someone you would want to work with?
Right now, probably Snow, Jeezy. But truthfully, I want to work with anybody that want to work with me. Like, I don't like to just single artists out, like, oh, this and this. I want to work with anybody that's dope and want to work with me.
Got you,
If you hear my music, man, you feel something and you feel what I'm doing, then we could collaborate. I don't no artists. I'm going to collaborate with anybody. It could be Spanish, white, rock, whatever. Let's do it.
All right, so most stuff, let's do it. Let's get into some of the music. Tell us about this She Wanna Be Bad joint.
She Wanna Be Bad. This is my record right here, man. Like, this is my baby right here. I'm getting a lot of like buzz behind this down south. A lot of DJs playing there. A lot of people. When I do shows, I do this every show, and they feeling this. So this is my baby right here. She Wanna Be Bad. That's for all the independent hustlers, all the female independent hustlers that's about their bread and doing what they got to do. Feel me?
All right, we're definitely going to get into it. 347-857-4302. We got the homie Kingdom in the building, repping Brooklyn.
Yes,
we're going to see the type of music he brings to the table, you know, and see what else he's rocking with, see what's coming up in the future for him. So
and
definitely hit us up.
I make records, man.
He makes records, so we're going to see what it is. You know what I mean? Brooklyn Black, Ebb in the building. Big shout out to Spider-Man and everyone holding it down on pregame radio. And we'll be right back.
Trick it if you got it, trick, I know you got it. Make it thunderstorm, hurricane, earthquake, tsunami. Ooh, you like my body, blow that money, cause I wanna be bad.
Her cake's about to make me pay. Look at how she shake it, bae. Double bread without the hay. No question if I freak her. Once I come, then I'm breathing. Got no time for the teasing. She came too, so we even. She said, we can do this every weekend. Her BFKF, ain't no need for all the creeping. I watch her on stage in Louboutins. I
all in my paper, mom. Kingdom about to give her magic like D.Y. Howard was wrong. Then she started calling on, calling on her favorite song. Pulling on my Gucci belt, fingers in her tuna melt. She won't take a crack at it, not Jackson like Janet. She want the real deal, no glass dicks like crack addicts. This bitch gon' be a bad habit, her head on top like house addicts. She something like a pro addict, yeah, she throw her throat at it. Here comes every breathing, she start OMG-ing. She never had a G-ing, felt the tremble in her knees. I'm on her cake like icing, her sex drive don't have its license. So that means she riding dirty. I'm in her guts like I was performing surgery. Lord have mercy, give her Pee Wee Kirkland, put that pussy in the hearse. Come on.
Trick it if you got it, trick, trick it if you got it. Trick it if you got it, trick, trick, I know you got it. Make it thunderstorm, hurricane, earthquake, tsunami. Ooh, you like my body, blow that money, cause I wanna be bad.
Watch bitches get blinded. Hate to yell at jokers. Watching big old titties. 2 liters disappear while you think it's Magic City. 30,000 up in the air, I make it rain everywhere. Can you do the same lane? Play a game of truth or dare. Wanna be my ride or die, but she could ride me while I'm high. Love it when she twerking in that thong, she is not camera shy. She said, you can lick the icing off her cake. Put it in your face if you eating what's on her dinner plate. Push up on my bottom half, chocolate is my flavor. Because of her ass, I pop ass like mindless behavior. Roll your waist and touch your toes, another bottle of rose. How she got that shaping ass, not even her own mama knows. New York, she is cinnamon, Columbia candy. Houston, she is luscious, Charlotte, they call her Bambi. Swishes getting rolled up, condoms getting rolled on. Yes, I am a G, you don't ride, you get rolled on. Bendy's girlies over, skin be honey mocha. A all night stroker, catch me hot off beat aroma, come on.
Trick it if you got it, trick, trick it if you got it. Trick it if you got it, trick, trick, I know you got it. Make it thunderstorm, hurricane, earthquake, tsunami. Ooh, you like my body, blow that money, cause I wanna be bad.
Yeah, we're back pre-game radio. Got Kingdom in the building. That was She Wanna Be Bad. Ev, what did you think on that track?
Honestly, it reminded me. I was transported to a strip club, no lie. I mean, I saw chicks dancing, niggas throwing money at them, smoke in the club, purple light, shit like that.
Yeah, like she was taking their champagne bottles and open. Yeah.
That's the mood that song set, and I see a lot of chicks really getting paid off of this shit. Real talk. It's bouncy, you know. It's real. It's, you know, after a minute, you'll find yourself like, you know, kind of bouncing to it because it's kind of catchy, infectious like that, you know. But on real talk, first thing that came to mind was the strip club.
Well. I was actually getting ready to say the same thing. Like, that's why I went. I noticed he said it gets a lot of buzz down south. Like, that's something you would definitely hear rolling up in Strokers in Atlanta on a Thursday night.
And I have some friends down south, and that definitely sounds like how they talk. So.
You need to send it to them.
So that's what's up with that.
You know, but I would definitely give him credit on the fact that he's a artist from Brooklyn, but he can do something that would definitely knock down south. You know, he has something that appeals specifically to that type of demographic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, you know, like, it's self-explanatory. Once you say you're from Brooklyn, I mean, you from Brooklyn, you can do it all. That's just how we roll.
I like that.
That's what it is. That's just how we roll.
Pretty much.
But you know what's crazy?
Have you performed live, or have you performed live? Have you been anywhere?
Man, I perform everywhere. Like, this is not even like a game. Like, I perform everywhere. I don't perform out of state, PA, Jersey, all over five boroughs. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I really got my shit together, doing my performances and getting feedback.
All right. So, if there's anywhere in the world where you haven't performed, where would it be and why?
You know where I want to go? I want to go to Japan, because I know there's, like, anybody go there, but it just feel like when you go out there, it's like they give you so much love, even though they don't understand English. Like, just from seeing people going out there and performing, it's like they just rock out with you. And I like that energy, because when I perform, I'm an energy dude, you feel me?
So that's your style, like you feed off the crowd?
Oh, most definitely. And if they not bounce, I'm going to make them bounce, feel me?
Okay.
I don't stand in one spot. I gotta move around. That's why you go on YouTube, man. You go on my YouTube. You see all the stuff I've been doing so far. You see my shows. You see the videos. You see everything.
All right. So, would you be doing a performance with a hologram?
Yo, that shit was more fucking creepy than a motherfucker, wasn't it?
Thank you.
See that nigga pop up there.
Thank you.
But you know what was crazy? It wasn't that it was so much creepy that it disappeared. You feel me? Like, he was there, then he's just gone. Like, he's like, damn, he's going again. But I would do it. Why not?
So if you could do a hologram performance with anyone, who would it be?
Wow. You just going to put it out there like that, huh?
I'm saying that's what we do here. You know, we ask those hard-hitting questions here at Pre-Game Radio.
Damn, who would I? Probably Aaliyah. I'll probably do one with Baby Girl, man, just because I want to feel, you know what I'm saying? I know some people love her, and you go anywhere in the world, and they give her love. So probably Aaliyah, you know what I'm saying, just because it's different. I don't want to say Big, because everybody's going to say Big. Not no disrespect to him or nothing, but probably Aaliyah, man. Oh, yeah.
And I would say that because a lot of the artists who do these covers and try to pass them off as freestyles or remixes or whatever, I feel that's going to open the floodgates for that, because then, I'm sorry, as long as they got the money to do so, they'll have such and such featuring Biggie, and then have a Biggie hologram spitting that verse that they downloaded or whatever.
Shit's cheating, man. It's cheating. It's unfair. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do that shit as far as YouTube just to get their numbers up, but any day nobody still don't know you. They just did it because it said Biggie on the track, you feel me? So it's not even fair, really.
Got you. 347-857-4302. We got Kingdom in the building, Pre-Game Radio. He's definitely holding it down.
Tell people to holler at me, man. I'm here.
He's definitely one for one. You know what I'm saying? We we like the stripper club track. So you want to be bad, you know. it was definitely rocking. But tell us about the New York track. Who produced that?
New York is produced by dudes from the VA called Track Pros. Hooked up with the boy Troy Avenis when he came through. That's a real nigga. Like, ain't no bullshit. Like, no talk to my manager, nothing. Like, he a real dude. Came to my studio, shout out to Brewery Studio. Came through, laid the track down, and that was it.
Okay,
New York,
so big shout out to Troy Avenis on the tape. Big shout out to Troy Ave. So here we go. Kingdom featuring Troy Ave, New York on Pre-Game Radio. 357-4302. What happened? All right, so we about to get into it, and we'll be right back.
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah. Look at niggas. No nigga be on this 1-2 Brooklyn thing. Yeah. Brooklyn, you know what it is. Kingdom, sure, yeah, that's that gangster shit. You know what it is.
Call me Faith Griffin.
You know what it is. I'm from New York, homie, you should already flood the whole tri-state if the pigs let me. Bitches wanna know why the king be sexing. It's two thumbs up, homegirl like Texas. I can feel the hate, so let me say this. With no malice, nigga, I give you half a clip. Drugs getting pumped like a black power fist. Blue dreams in my
my back wood when I twist. Original prototype, no one comes after. Story of my life, you about to start a new chapter. A monster, NRA is my sponsor. Fuck Unity, I spray a nigga on Quanta. I just shoot after I aim at y'all. That thing go pal like his last name Gasol. That brand new bench homeboy got blamed in for playing with the balls in blue like Eli Manning. Brooklyn,
Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
RICs, nigga, the fuck is old? Coke is crazy, the price is getting high. I'm swerving in the Benz, nigga, how's you getting by? Dreams are falling, that reality set. Just bought a new spot downtown by the Nets. Swoosh all neck, a nigga well kept. 6 carats worth of stones, I ain't sticking in my neck. Ears to the streets, nigga saying they heard her. A rapping ass nigga that's committing the murders. Now let me clear up all the gossip shit. I ain't a rapper till I really get guap from this. Got a 100-something change, no deposit slip. From the product, same color, phone pods, bitch.
Brooklyn, 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 Brooklyn. Turn it up like a thermostat. Streets to tell you, they know how I ride. Put one in your top like a lowercase I. Watch you skate like disco when I let this go. 20 to your body, B-I-N-G blow. Now your fam can't do it, then you wrapped in them bandages. But say tar-tar like you on fish sandwiches. My gun bust, everything should be dead. I'm the reason I should use to start using bunk beds. Niggas soft like cotton, his bitch think I'm cute. But the real reason is I get them wetter than bathing suits. She open like a parachute, your boy hoarding hella loot. Gucci boots commanding troops, back to back in Bentley coupes. New York, too fly to be in prison. Nigga listen, I get dipped like baptisms. New York, Brooklyn, 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 Brooklyn.
Go Flatbush, go Crown Heights, go Canarsie, go Bed-Stuy, go Brownsville.
Great Game Radio, that was Kingdom in New York, New York featuring Troy Ave. Definitely a banger. I liked it. Ave, what you think?
I liked it too.
Big shout out
to the
homie.
I like the music. I like the flow.
Big shout out to the homie Troy Ave, holding it down. He's been doing his thing for a minute, so definitely big shout outs, big salute to him.
Sure.
Wow. King, that's pretty much, you know, you got two bangers, and, you know, Ave, she don't like shit.
What?
I really don't. And I was kind of hoping that I would get a chance to be critical this evening, but I can't. So I can't do it this evening. So that means you got some good music.
I love what I do. Like, this is not a hobby for me. A lot of people respond. Like, this is what I take this serious, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it looks like we have a caller with their hand raised. Last 4 digits, 8088. You're live on the air with Pre-Game Radio. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, I'm calling from Brooklyn, and I'm just listening. And it's great to hear the show. And you're doing it, and I'm glad that you are. Keep it moving, and you're on your way.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that.
That's always a good thing when caller calls just to, you know, show love and they're down with the you know, the whole pregame radio movement and things that pregame radio supports. So it's always a good thing. It's always a great thing.
You know, it's a rough crowd up there. You know that. So that's love. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know it's a tough crowd in Brooklyn. If you can't get the people home to rock with you, you know.
I'm getting good feedback, and it's really cats and dogs out here right now.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely coming down. It just started too. It's supposed to be like this until tomorrow. So, all right. So where you at right now? I got some questions. Where you at right now?
Where I'm at right now?
Yeah, right
I'm
this minute, cause.
Right this second, I'm in Queensbridge, huh?
Okay. I got another question. So when you go in the studio, what's one of the first things you do?
I stop with my white boy. My white boy is my engineer. We got our own routine. I've been rocking with him for 6 years. We got our routine. You know what I'm saying? I get my I got to have my hypnotic and Henny on deck. You heard of Troy, yeah, so you sipping Henny, you know, I need my...
Oh, you be having your Incredible Hulks and shit? You be having your Incredible Hulks?
Oh, I need that immediately.
you can have that.
I can't go nowhere without that, man. They always tease me for that. Like, oh, you like hypnotic? I'm like, listen, man, give me my Henny and my hypnotic, man.
Do you go in? Do you have your ROMs down already, like something you came up with in the middle of the night and you were like, yeah, I want to use this? Do you go in with that and tailor it to the music, or or is the music tailored around your rap, or is it the other way around? You tailor your raps around the music?
I mean, it go both ways. Like, I might go in there and I might have something written, and then I rhyme it, it don't move me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm my worst critic. It don't move me. So while I'm in the booth, I'll switch it up and put this there and this and then freestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends how it sounds. Like I said, I'm a feel person. Like, it got to make me move. I got to feel it. Like, I'm not just going to put on no bullshit. If you want to listen to bullshit, you go on thatpip.com. You can just close your eyes and pick anything. You know what I'm saying? They give you something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Do you find yourself, are you the type that you'll be out and say you're having dinner and all of a sudden you're inspired, you'll stop, right, whatever you're doing, and you'll put down what's coming to mind? Do you do that?
Oh, of course, I do it. See, the thing is, right now I got my phone, so like back in the day I would, you know, find paper and pen, but I got my phone, so everywhere I go, my phone right there. I'll be in the train, I ain't gonna lie, since it's untrusted, I be taking a shit and I'll come up with something, you know what I'm saying? That's where it comes to me, so that's why, you know, wherever I'm at, dude. A lot of times I get my lot of shit from when I'm on the toilet sometimes. I do my best thinking on it.
Okay. Were you born in Brooklyn?
Yeah, of course, Flatbush. I don't say Veronica. I know Veronica Place. I was actually born in the house. I came out. I didn't go to the hospital. I didn't make it to Kings County. I was born right now.
Wow, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Is your family still in the house that you were born in?
I mean, they were, but what happened is, I'm saying, RP, my great aunt, she passed, and then after she passed, like, they sold the house. But they was there for like 20-odd years before she passed, we moved on, and then they had to sell it. But, yeah, like, I was born right in that house. That's no bullshit.
Where you at in Flatbush? Flatbush is big, so yeah, give us a cross street or something.
Give us
some, you know, some visual. Tell me something about
it.
You by the
Carver
Bank or
Flatbush
by Brooklyn College, or you by Church Avenue? Where you at?
I live everywhere on Flatbush Junction. I just say Brooklyn, Brooklyn Ave, and Clarendon, Brooklyn Avenue, 35th. I've been on, like I said, Veronica and Tilden.
Mm-hmm.
I've been all over, Ocean Ave, by the Embassy. I've been all over.
Okay. All right,
Where are you from?
Right. Say it again.
Where are you from?
Bed-Stuy, all day, every day.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Right behind Myrtle Ave. I'm 2 blocks from Woodward Hospital.
See, man, I got some people in Sumner, you know what I'm saying? I got people out there.
Yeah, right. All right, so you know I'm around the corner from Sumner, around the corner from Roosevelt, up the block from Tompkins, 2 blocks from Marcy, walking distance from LG.
They know me by that liquor store right by Flusher.
All right, Flusher and, wait a minute. Flusher and what, Lewis? Flusher
no,
and what?
What's the block before that? Park? No, Astor Park. Right by the J, the J train, the J train station.
By Broadway and
Broadway and Flushing
on the J line.
Right there. Right downstairs. Let me get my hypnotic and my honey.
All right.
347-857-4302. We got Kingdom in the building. Him and Ev, they about to have a family reunion and shit. But we getting it going. So tell us about this Grind Hard joint, man.
Huh?
Tell us about this Grind Hard joint.
Oh, Grind Hard, that's the first single. Shout out to Track Dealers. He heavy in the game. Like, he done produced for, just name him. He did, you know what I'm saying, he looked out for me. Because, you know, he was a nigga. He came home. I came home. And I met him at a show. Shout out to Ad the General. And we've been rocking ever since. And this is the first single, Grind Hard. It features Jay Knight. He on my team, Purple Heart of Soldiers. And Gordon Andrews, like I said, he's doing big right now, Gordon Andrews. So this is my first single. It's on YouTube. You see the video for it.
All right, so most stuff, we're going to get into it. 347-857-4302 on pregame radio. Kingdom with Grind Hard.
Grind
we'll
hard.
Right,
you grind hard, you got to feel this.
All right, let's get it.
There's no love in these streets. You either swim or you drown. You kill or be killed. So if you going to grind, if you really gon' fucking grind, then grind hard.
It's really nothing to us, cause we get it. It's not a problem for us, cause we live it. It's never been too hard for us, cause we do it. And everybody knows
I grind hard, yeah. Blowing $1 million in perfection. King of Diamonds filling all these bitches knockers.
I'm grind hard.
We got it, nigga, holla. Real niggas grinding hair yesterday and manana.
I'm grind hard.
Dope girls, dope boys singing. We trapping in a drought, motherfucker, we living.
We get it.
Fast, swear I burn them like some incense. I wake up to some rosé, sleep off that ace of spades. Throw up on Patron and whip your ass for some Hennessy. You got a problem, better go and act Houston. Cause the strings that I be pulling ain't attached to parachuting. Fuck it, I'm on it, nigga, I'm such a fucking rock star. Speeding through traffic with some girls in the tops off. I pay your rent with the change that I found in my couch. And use the rest to buy some shit you can't even pronounce. I'm on a level that you niggas just choose to ignore. Opportunity never knocks, they got keys to my doors. Haters take a deep breath and choke on your opinions. Cause I'm used to getting compliments, keep hoping and wishing. Cause I'm fresher than a dope boy, swagger piss excellence. Money is the answer, why these niggas still questioning?
I grind hard, yeah. Blowing $1 million in Professor King of Diamonds, filling all these bitches knockers.
I grind hard.
Got it, nigga, holla. Real niggas grinding hair yesterday and manana.
I grind hard.
Dope girls, dope boys singing. We trapping in a drought, motherfucker, we living.
We get it.
Police on my bumper, thunder clapping out that passenger. You niggas watching it, the king already on his throne. Smoking great, I'm dead high, tombstone. A smoking ace, give fiends a smoking taste. That butterfly before the LA tap on gang's face. Say what? You know my goons stay on it. Open your top, doctor, close it like a toilet. And haters like, what we gonna do about this asshole? I'm leaving holes in your side like where the gas go. Put a keyboard on your face, you'll get capped, yo. This is how I seize my pockets, fat so. It's a problem, nigga, I hunt you down. Bow, 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 and walking nowhere around. These niggas now ain't seeing me. A fiend take a blast, now he looking like he playing weak. I grind hard, yeah. Blowing $1 million in Professor King of Diamonds, filling all these bitches knockers.
I grind hard.
We got it, nigga, holla. Real niggas grinding hair yesterday and manana.
I grind hard.
Dope girls, dope boys singing. We trapping in the drought, motherfucker, we living.
We get it. Let's get it.
That was Grind Hard by Kingdom. Ab, you know I got to ask you.
Okay, so you know I'm going to keep it funky with you. I could have did without that nigga singing. He just, it wasn't necessary. You ain't even need him. He just, like, threw the whole shit off because it's like he's whining more than he's actually singing. And the nigga sound, real talk, the nigga sound gay with that grind hard shit. A dude shouldn't be singing about grinding hard. A dude should be singing about grinding hard with another nigga rapping.
Like that.
You know what I'm saying? Look, I know your dude. I know he ain't, I'm sure he's not gay or anything like that. I'm not even trying to imply that. But it's just, the aesthetic of it, it just don't even sound right. You didn't need it. You don't need that on that track.
I didn't need
real
it.
Real talk. Nah, not at all.
I respect it, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why I put it out there, so I get the feedback. I need the feedback.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. You don't even need that. And I saw, like I said, with your song, I can see. You know how you hear a song and you see a video, so when you hear the song, you can see the video in your head. That's what it is. That's what it's like with your music so far that I'm hearing. I see videos, and like with this glass one, I saw you doing the shit in like black and white, some real hard shit. You know what I'm saying? So I like the song, but I could do without the singing. That shit just nah.
I should have got you to do the hook for me.
Look, you,
now
look,
that'd
you
have
really,
been some funny shit right there,
Chad. I like the song. I like the music. I like your flow. It even got to the part where you was like real laid back with it. I really like that, and I hear it in your voice. Like you was like, yo, this is some real shit. I'm telling you right now, nigga. And it came across in your voice. But that nigga singing, nah, you don't even need that.
It's a rap.
Shout out to Gordon Andrews, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying, he's not for every track, but he got some shit, though. I wasn't meant for that track, but he do got some shit, though. So shout out to him, man. But I respect it, though. Yeah, I respect him. I'm sure he's doing his thing, but that just him singing grind hard, and nah.
But that's true shit, though. Let me see. My whole thing was, like, I dug the beat on it, you know, and like I've said, I could have dealt without homie singing. It just seemed like one of those, you didn't need an R&B dude on the track. Like, if you just said it, if you just said the hook, it still would have rocked. All right,
cool.
You know what I'm saying? And plus, just how you was able to break shit down, like it and like I've said, it does paint a picture. And probably because we're all in, you know, we're all from, or we've all been to the same area, so the things that you're referencing, we know about, or we kind of identify with. So a good, so one thing with your track, like your audience can identify with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just something like they like it because it's a catchy beat, or you got some cool effect going on with your voice and no shit like that. They like it because they can identify with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know how that go, man. That's what's losing. We're losing, man. I'm saying, if you look around, there's a lot of effects on voice and a lot of bullshit going on. That's why we're losing. Niggas just like, fuck it, I'm just going to do what they doing to get on. And you can't be mad at niggas that want to get on because they got to feed their family at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. True.
Right, but I would give more respect to the person who went, who was a different cut, who said, yeah, I got to feed my family, but I'm not going to do it the same way everyone else is doing, even though that's a surefire way.
I'm going to go my own route. Right.
You know, for those that go their own route and still do what they got to do to feed the kids and not have to jeopardize their integrity or their initial sound, nothing like that, those are the dudes that get more of my respect. Anyone who puts out any type of thing, yo, this is something I worked on, they get my respect off the back, but it's certain things, like, you just can't put something out and expect to be the next big thing.
All right. I mean, you got to put in all hard work, but this is what I'm saying, like,
that's where the whole thing comes in now. You want the respect or you want the money? You want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to be remembered in the history books, or you just want to get $1 million and then you bow out?
Right, and what you're pointing out, it's like you didn't get the money, but you want your work and you want the respect to go with it.
Right, I'm up for that. I'm all for that. Like at the end of the day, I'm trying to leave some type of mark before I go. You know what I mean? I don't want to just get the bread because it's a million ways to make money out here. All
right, so when all is said and done, when you done hit the pinnacle of your career where you hit where you wanted to be. And there's a round table discussion about rappers in the game, and Kingdom comes up. What do you want to be associated with the Kingdom brand?
He didn't do no bullshit. Like his music was, he had the feeling behind his music. Like with me, the thing that makes me different is my passion for this music. Like I'm just not gonna sell my soul out. Get this money, you know what I'm saying? I have passion, this is not a hobby. I love what I do. And I know how to do it, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a smart person, I know how to do it. So what I wanna leave my mark is my passion, how he felt that passion, how Kanye West passion for the game, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want niggas to remember me for, or what makes me different right now, that passion and love I have for it right now.
Alright, well, we got one more track from Kingdom to go through, but just to get the formalities out the way, out of the three tracks we heard from Kingdom, is it a thumbs up for all three, or was it 2-1, 1-2? What's your official scorecard?
I'm going to give him 3 because there's no such thing as a half. You get the fuck out of here with that. Either you got it or you don't. I'm not going to give him half or anything. I'm going to sort of give him a straight up 3 thumbs up. And I'm going to say I want to put a asterisk next to the third one. And just put a sidebar, you know, to X the chorus. X the chorus. We good. We good. But, I give him three thumbs up. And it's not just because you're from Brooklyn, but sort of kind of because you're from Brooklyn. We Brooklynites got to take care of each other. You dig?
You got to stick together, man.
Word up. Anywhere in the world, you won't find at least one nigga from Brooklyn. But we got to take care of each other.
So, with that being said, it's just so much I need to hear this next one. This is the Lord Knows Freestyle. But pretty much, it's pretty much going to go without saying that Kingdom is actually, he's our first pregame approved artist of 2012.
He's on Facebook. He's in the group.
He's tagged in the group.
I'm gonna check him out. I'm gonna send you a friend request. I don't do that Twitter shit. Eventually, I'm sorry for all you people that have been following me on Twitter. I'm getting the alert. I am seeing it, but I sort of kind of forgot my password, and they give me a hard time about the shit. So I can't.
So you know you did. You didn't sort of kind of you did.
You know, but I will be following everyone back soon. Just give me a minute, all right? I don't tweet. I'm not a twitting it. I don't do that, but I will follow you the fuck back, all right?
So, like I said, it's pretty much going without saying that Kingdom is our first pregame approved artist of 2012. And, of course, as the show keeps going until about October, we'll be getting the whole pregame approved roster, and then we'll be pitting them against each other. And so, dependent on the people who would get pregame artists of the year. And I'm already getting the first couple of volumes of the mixtape underway, so all other pregame approved artists, those who've won Artists of the Year, definitely be on the lookout for your inboxes so I send you the info so we get these tracks laid and get it on in pocket.
And you're
going
to have to come back. You're definitely going to have to come back, though, and do I know you're getting ready to play a freestyle of yours, but you're going to have to come back.
Oh, he's
going to
freestyle after that anyway.
No, listen.
in order, listen, this is one thing we got to do in order to be partial, to really be good, to really give him the feedback that he needs. We need at least 3 pregame admins to hear it. Because with it being just the 2 of us, you know, we could both agree or disagree, and we don't have a 3rd option, and we need at least another opinion. All right?
Okay, well, we could do that. So, like
that's
I said,
that's only fair to the artist as well.
Okay.
He needs more than just the 2 of us to hear the freestyle.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
All right. So we'll get to working on that. We'll play this Lord Knows freestyle.
All right.
And then we'll get the 3rd admin to hear the freestyle.
Cool.
And then we get things going. Get ready to wrap it up because this is Free Game Radio going at 12 o'clock. And definitely, everyone, don't forget, Free Game Radio presents Real Talk with Lucky Me will go down Monday, 7 p.m. And Free Game Radio Spoken Word Night is next Friday and Saturday. So all interested poets, spoken word artists, slam poets, and all that good stuff, hit me up, freegameradio@gmail.com, so we can get you booked in order. You can have all the details and share your work with us, all right? Here we go, Kingdom with the Lord Knows Freestyle, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't want to do it, but I guess they gassed me up to do it, so I had to do it. My apologies, I didn't mean to kill the Lord, no see. It just happened. But Angel loaded the beat up, so I did it. What you want me to do?
R.P. You crazy for this one,
huh?
Rick.
Fucking waste, just talking leaves and suckers waste. Sucker line, then sad, he look like one awake. Cause yapping by the king is only suicide. Take the doors off our whips when we doing drive-bys. Devil in my eye, AR polished it. Motherfucking strip, look like a tsunami hit. Huh? I can hear y'all niggas chump change. Keep your head up, that's Ghost Rider, Nick Cage. Snap your rib cage, getting work like base. Keep on your squad, couldn't get you in my tax range. Talking about the range, that's so last summer. My BM got it, now my just taking that from her. Never been a fronter, only 100 grand fronter. King size bed nigga with the Gucci cover. Shrimp Alfredo, top store for lobster sauce. Under the table, she top of me, cause I'm a boss. Heavy deal, my shooter on the roof like Santa Claus. 9-11 course, my dentist told me, you got a flaw. And I'm in Vegas, dirty blonde with huge boobs. They got a million views, call those boobs YouTube. These soldiers salute me when I cruise through. Haters want me dead, I'm poking they dogs like voodoo. You gon' kill who? Don't make that mistake. You a motherfucking square, act like you shake. Touch my finger to the homies. The answer give me bricks, dirt cheap, call it low key. Cross you cross the grill, locomotion, Harry Powder. Move from bricks like first responders at the Twin Towers. Maybe, or maybe cause my wrists are autopilot. You never been fly, I'm selling niggas freaking flyer mileage. Selling pipe dreams, selling pipes of ice cream. House so big, phone is coming for sightseeing. And you can say you getting it, son, but right where? Infrared like you going bald, it's light head. Move that white girl, call her dirty Diana. Hey, day, I'm getting money, check my daily planner. Horny hoe, I call him out the cockpit. Dumb it down, that's a punchline about where my cock sit. Putting feet on you like dick, dick, dog shit. You bitches eating each other.
That's some dog eat dog shit.
They be loving the crew dick. Back shots, I ass hit my balls like a pool stick. All this after drinks in the club. So the weekend ain't the only time she give the crew love. And I'm an underdog, nigga, King Sanity. Decapitator, hater, Mortal Kombat, fatality. I never casually cut stones with a jeweler eye. My son study being fly, he go to Junior Sky. Get it? Junior High, Junior Sky. You tryna get in my circle, this ain't a hula guy. This is how the Lord knows get brutalized. Victims in the burn unit, nigga, how I do the guys. I can't switch them when I blame it them. Wink up, my cousin bang like Cam and them. So put that paper in my hand like diploma. Before you get flowers on your chest like Aloha. Aloha, nigga.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio, that was Lord Knows with Kingdom in the building. Big shout-out to him. So, Ab, what did you think on that one?
I like that one as well. And the what was so great about that last one is how the girl singing, how the chorus played off. His vocals, his rap, and her chorus, her singing, played off each other. It was like hard and sore, but it went together. He's like, you know, this is fresh, new, this is, you know, current shit, and the chorus with her singing and the music was like some old throwback 70s music, gangster Cadillac shit. So I like the play, the back and forth play with that, with the rap. That shit was hot. I like the last one.
Alright, most def. So Kingdom, before we have you, you know, spit some bars, and we do have the third admin on deck, Jay the Tech Guy, is in the building.
Yes.
Before you get into that, just give your shout out so that people know where they can follow your music, any new projects you got coming out, get all that info out there.
Damn, I got so much shit going on right now. First of all, follow me on Twitter. I'm saying at the Only Kingdom, DA Only Kingdom. That's Twitter. On Facebook, you search Kingdom Reign, I'm on there. YouTube, I got videos on there. I just shot the Lord Knows Freestyle video. I'm at 1,500 right now, I think, 200 likes. That's YouTube on Brooklyn's Kingdom. That's Brooklyn's Kingdom. Shout out Jay Knight. Shout out the Holy Flabbers. Shout out Brooklyn. All the boroughs, man. Just everybody supporting me and showing me love, man, because you know the rough crowd up top. Yeah. Shout out to everybody. Down to our DJ, Decepticon, that's what I'm saying, pushing my shit. Everybody out there, man, Georgia, Florida, everybody that's really, you know what I'm saying, that's behind the movement and feeling what the kingdom is doing right now, man. Well, like, all of y'all, I appreciate the love. Like, definitely, I definitely appreciate it, man, because I never thought it would be possible.
Alright, most def, and as always, as a stamp of authenticity, we need that freestyle. Ed, please let them know the guidelines and the terms and conditions of the pregame radio freestyle, please.
Alright, well, it's not as serious as it sounds just now. I know this is not American Idol, so it ain't that serious, but what you must do is, in your rhymes, you gotta mention something current, my name, Black Zane, pregame radio, something current in a news event, something, you know, that we can say, all right, this is some shit he's strictly doing off the head right now. Because we know some rappers have done some freestyles and they wrote the shit 3 years ago, and we know you want niggas to hear it now and it's hot. But if you say freestyle, we need you to actually come off the top of your head. And that's it. You gotta start whenever you're ready. Be quiet. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Exactly.
feel like a motherfucking church mouse. Like, everybody watch me now. All right. Hey, nigga, man, I say, yo. I say, yo, big win, big risk. Nigga, I'm on some big shit. I call my ex little Kim because she's still on this big dick. And I don't know if these niggas are big clit or a little dick. These niggas is pussy. They writing fake shit. Fuck it, I'm a little rich. And these niggas talking about balling shit. Like Jermaine, I'm J. Cole. Pulling wheels on Chase and show niggas my bankroll. I said, and niggas know I'm in Queensbridge right now, standing on the phone. About to go and get a 40-ounce, nigga, yeah, and a quarter of that water. Y'all niggas know that water is? I'm in fucking every pregame radio on the corner, looking at the show's deluxe. Go to BK, give me a fucking thing, it's deluxe. Yeah. Killing these outfits, nigga. I should be on death row. I make it rain in these strip clubs. They look for the rainbow. And I'm still on my 1-2. I'm looking out for the plane pose. Yeah, these hoes sound fresh like pushers. This my play pose. Back shot, like butt shots, our cake holes. Designer wear, pigs like damn, we stay up. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up,
man. Oh, I'm saying, man. Hey, y'all niggas is dubbing it. I'm finally turned up by the quarter. Loud smelling like it's allergic to soap and water. Black nigga looking in my face like he's freestyling off the top. I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm pulling niggas top, nigga, and get them up. And I was gonna stop, nigga, with the killers and the essays.
They're like, hey, homes, they're like, yeah, nigga, I hit you in the essay. Fuck out of here, nigga. You ain't taking this for mine. Fuck around, nigga. Go to Anchorage, stay nice, go on the ground. That's fire. And I'm like, next time, you're going to get it right, all right? All right,
man. Played around.
All right. Definitely good shit right there. Right?
And you get extra props for standing outside in his monsoon right now.
Yes.
It's monsoon right now, so we give you extra props for that.
All right,
well, I had to come outside on the corner school if I had to give me a dust.
All right, so I'll be first and I'll throw my ballot, and that's a thumbs up there. Ed, what do you think?
I'll give him a thumbs up. I like it. That's that Brooklyn shit, that Boston talk shit. I like that.
All right, so Jada Tech guy.
I like that. It was definitely an authentic freestyle. I'm with it. I give him a thumbs up.
All right, so it's official. So it's official. Kingdom is definitely the first pregame approved artist of 2012. He's already set the bar for the year.
Hey.
So any artists who come on after that, you guys need to step it up. Be correct. I want to give a big shout out to Kingdom, big shout out to his whole team, everyone who called in and support, who's logged on, who gave their support, gave their feedback, hit me up on Twitter and everything like that. So definitely a big shout out to you guys. Big shout out to Eb for coming through. Big shout out to Jay, the tech guy. May 7th, I'll be at the Pyramid Club, 101 East, 101 Avenue A in Manhattan with Beanie Siegel going down. And next week is pregame spoken word night. So if anyone who's willing to get down on the get down, please let me know. Hit me on Facebook or pregameradio@gmail.com. We got a couple more joints before we get up out of here. Huh?
That Club Pyramid, you going to be up at Beanie?
Yeah, I'll be at Club Pyramid.
Oh, you know I done been up, man. Do that so many times, man.
So I'll definitely be over there. We got a couple more joints before we get up out of here. Once again, big shout out and thank you once again to Kingdom for coming through and holding down with us.
You already know, man. I like
it.
Like I said, one more time, man. The only Kingdom on Twitter, man. I can't say that enough. You can get all the updates, man, because I'm doing some of shit right now. I can't really put it out there like that. But if you follow me, I'm going to keep down in school, man, because I'm telling your boys doing a lot of shit, and I'm going to talk about it, too, you know what I'm saying? But they show me love. So just follow me, and I'm going to keep you in touch with going on.
All right, so we got some more stuff, and we'll be right back to wrap things up. It's pregame radio.
That's how we doing it. Y'all niggas catch up. Yeah, man. Vegas S. U.S. S. Doc. We don't stop.
I wanna take his boat tanning out in DR. A week later eating mangoes out in PR.
Okay.
I call her Marriott, yeah, she a 5-star. She seems so close, but she's so far. How about some breakfast? If not, we can do lunch. Forget lunch, baby girl, you can be brunch. You look better than some OJ and Rosé. Eggs over easy, damn, I need her body.
Girl, I'm the best way that I know how.
No remorse.
You're killing me with it. You're just a problem that I can't put down. Every
Usher.
Time.
Fuego. Yeah. I get it in. I get it in.
She don't know what she do to me. Girl, this ain't new to me. The way you move them buns make me want to beat it brutally. See me in that BM, don't like per diem. Keep it on the hush, just tweet me in a DM. Drug free, I don't fuck with the ex. And I'm trauma free, I don't fuck with my ex. Twit pick, damn, you look tough in that dress. And if you play your cards right, I might fuck with you next.
next pregame radio, we getting ready to wrap things up. Once again, big shout out to the homie Kingdom for coming through. Big shout out to Ed for holding it down with me. Big shout out to Spider-Man. He came through and disappeared like he always does. And big shout out to Jay's Tech Guy for being the deciding voice, the voice of reason. Of course, you guys know, follow me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. Keep up with the show, pregame_radio. We got a whole bunch of other stuff coming up. Spoken Word next Friday, Saturday night. Real Talk Lucky Me goes down Monday night at 7 p.m. And also there's a morning show going down, being planned out in production. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted and let you know what's going on with that. And as always, arrive alive, wrap your tool. Don't be a fool, fellas. You guys have a good one. It's pregame radio. We'll see you guys next week. FJ, anything else before we get out of here?
Yes, ladies, don't fall for the scam.
Yes, ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan.
Oh, yes, hon. Let me see. Anything else? Oh, I want to give a shout-out to my homeboy, the Negus, over there in California, and his website, his new group. It's going to be on Blog Talk Radio, too, Monkey of People. Monkey of Really People, too, you dig. Check us out on Facebook. There's a link in the pregame radio. Is there a link in the group?
I'm not sure if it's not. You should definitely handle that. So
we're going to take care of it. Shout out to my mama because she gave birth to me. Shout out to my sister who thinks she's smarter than me, and sometimes she really is, and I love her to death. Shout out to my brother who who always give me a hard-ass way to go but winds up doing what I asked him to do anyway. Shout out to all our pregame listeners and guests. Thank you.
So, Jay, anything else before we get up out of here?
I just want to say to the public that, you know, the next time y'all think about shooting somebody over an iPhone or a pair of Jordans, that y'all remember that that's somebody's son, somebody's brother, somebody's uncle or cousin.
Word, you heard about that Chinese guy, right?
That and a couple of other things, man. It's getting crazy out here.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Just for a piece of electronic device that you won't get it anyway. You won't get around to get it. Just look, wait for the bootleg version. Fake it till you make it.
Most definitely, and we get up out of here. You guys have a safe one. I'll see y'all Monday. Pre-game radio will be back Friday, and we out. Peace.
Yeah. See, everybody acting like the marriage was good. Still trying to spit, nigga? For real, man. You ain't up to par with these dudes out here, son. And all I really got to say to them is, yo, my man, them dudes ain't up to par with me, dog.
Questions, determination when faced an elimination. Life's flagrant when donating is stopping. My destination trying to hold me back. Not knowing I'm eager as all. The pride in my profession that's not letting me fall. I'm ready to grow with the heavens if my name isn't said. Cause why the fuck can't I live if I ain't ready for bed? I ain't ready to sleep, so why you sell me a story about how I could have been? All you do is making me groggy. Wiping my eyes from the disgust of seeing others awake as a way to debate while my steak isn't smothered. From the source of the riches, I want the source of your bitches to leave me the fuck alone and allow me to go the distance. Matter of fact, to hell with patience, I ain't waiting for no one. It's my time to shine, I shouldn't wait for the sun. No more in the background, I'm leaping off of the page like Bo Prince in a world war calling the end of your days. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a sinner. I done been through a hot mess with nothing but a sponge. No bucket to help me clean, help us to get it done. Been on my own since my throne fell from the seed of a mixed breed of sadness, hatred and greed. So how you dogs wanna take me like a cat or a pussy? Either way I prove you wrong, soon as you try to push me. All I need is my fam, friends are all in a bong to conquer the world by morning in the path that I'm on. So before you play me, make sure you don't play me. Cause if I get played before played, I'ma play. See, you wanna make it a game, believe that I'm gonna
win. You picking the field, I'm picking how to break the news to your kin. My hunger suits me, can't you tell from my size? I'm the type of dude to eat you alive while in my stride, tearing your hide with my dreams of being only the best. So until death, whatever, I got no regrets. Determined, like going to war against my people, for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God, to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead, if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic. I'm doing this for the mortgage, put a roof overhead, clothes on our backs, food consumed in a comfortable bed. For my daughter and my wife, start a beginning for an end. So with passion I slaughter any life with a pad and a pen. Turn foes to my friends, off the fear I project. No matter the outcome of any match, I'm winning respect. So when I eject you out of the very top spot, you gon' drop like an avalanche over the rocks, crashing hard against the ground, then a building implosion. I'm the water rotting you from within like pipe corrosion. Supposing I never make it, it's something I never pose. Guando me determination is making sure that I grow. So for those who wanna stand, I'm a cause and a fall, with a blow to the system call like catching heaven and soul. Take heed to my call of arms when war is approaching. Wear your best gear and you're fitted for your end that I'm hosting. Determined, like going to war against my people, for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praise to my God, to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead, if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic.
Initiating shutdown sequence.